things. I get too tired to say the wrong things. I open my mouth, it's water and spring. I'm nourishing roots, the flourish begins. The flowers are blue, the water and brings. No insecurities, I didn't mean for you to be hearing me, ain't that a thing? It's like when I speak, you don't listen to any of the words that I'm saying. You know what I mean, but after some.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at us if you want us to watch your movie. That's going to be in a couple of weeks. It's my movie next week, and then it's your movie. So tweet at us your suggestions, and we might watch it. Also, join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. You can give us your movie suggestions in there as well. If you would like to watch us do the sports podcast, you may do so on Thursdays around 7:30 or 8, twitch.tv/ABRAWG87, ABRAWG87. You can watch that, get in the chat, join in on the fun. It's a good time. Why not? Why not? If you're not doing anything else on a Thursday night, why not? By the way, we're about to be really bored because there aren't going to be any sports other than baseball. So, like, come on.
NBA playoffs and hockey playoffs are right around the corner.
I mean, yeah, okay. All right. I'm happy.
I mean, what are they?
I'm happy for you.
Are they like the first quarter break of the Euro Soccer League right now also?
Yeah. I mean, my Lakers are looking pretty good if we're talking playoffs.
That's your Premier League's about to wind down, like, and then restart again in like a month.
It's that break, you know.
Yeah, no, the
little international break.
International break.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking yep. Scam.
They can play in the CONCACAF.
A scam.
Dosacero.
Yo, USA just beat Mexico 2-0.
Mexico sucks
again.
Yeah. Mexico
again.
Sucks. We need to stop measuring ourselves with Mexico.
Goddamn right they do. Yep.
We're better. We are better than Mexico at soccer. In your face.
We are Mexicans. They are Mexicans.
Mexicans.
All right.
Our goalie just builds that wall against them and they can't score.
Damn but, right. Matt Turner building that wall. Yeah. I know who our keeper is. Yeah. And I say our because it's the United States of America. Damn it. All right. To the movie. Our movie this week, as you saw in the title, is Roadhouse. Two words, road and house. Roadhouse. Came out this year. It is on Prime Video. It has a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.2 on IMDb, and a 57 on Metacritic. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal as Dalton, Daniela Melchior as Ellie, Conor McGregor as Knox, Billy Magnuson as Ben Brandt, Jessica Williams as Frankie, Hannah Love Lanier as Charlie, who was like the girl at the bookstore, Joaquin Del Amerda as the sheriff, and that's all I wrote down. This movie was written by Anthony Bagazzi, who also wrote The Nice Guys, and those are the only two movies he has ever written, which is pretty crazy. Like, I mean, these are two pretty big movies. Like, The Nice Guys was pretty well received, right?
Yeah, like, you thought he would have parlayed that into something from the. I mean, Russell Crowe and Ken was in it. I mean, it's a
It was
a big time movie.
And people talked about it being good, right? I don't know.
It wasn't bad.
I saw it, but yeah, okay, fair enough. This movie directed by Doug Liman, who also directed some bangers, by the way. He directed Swingers, Edge of Tomorrow, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and The Bourne Identity. That's a pretty big resume of movies that you have directed. So he did those. By the way, like going all the way back to Swingers, that is forever ago. But
which is shocking that Favreau, I always assume he directed it.
I kind of did too. Yeah, exactly. And so he directed this. Budget for this movie, $85 million. There is no box office because it is a Prime movie. There's actually a story behind that. The studio apparently offered them two budgets. So if they went theatrical, they would have gotten $60 million. And because they are just on Prime, they gave them $85 million. And so they're like, well, let's take $85 million and make a better movie, I guess, and pay people.
Wouldn't you think you would give more money to put it out in theaters to make more money? I thought it would be like switched, like reversed on that.
You would think so, right? And it would need more budget because then you have promotion Tyler stuff Neal. You have to do, and yeah, so yeah, I thought that was weird too, but it is what it is. So I have still never seen the first one. I was sort of hoping to before we did this podcast to be able to watch them both, but I haven't seen the first one. So I'm going to rely on you guys to sort of let me know how much this matches up with that. And
this isn't really a remake, right? So technically it is a continuation because he is.
So question, because yeah. did you guys see the new Point Break movie? Because I didn't.
No.
Okay. No, I did not.
Because I was curious about that one too. Because you have the classic Point Break movie, and then they make this new one where they sort of updated stuff. And no.
It's not a remake because he's not playing the same character. They don't allude it to the movie, but what I read is that he is his son in this movie. But they never mention it or show him, but that's what I read. But yeah, the premise, you know, semi-similar premise where he goes to a bar to be, you know, the cooler there. But outside of that, yeah, there's nothing. You didn't miss anything from the first one that you would have been like, oh, from that. From
yeah, no callbacks or anything? Nothing?
No, so there's two. No, there's...
What, did they rip a larynx out this time?
No, he punched him in the throat. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, and like I feel like the callback was instead of being in a barn and on a river, they were just like in a big old thing and like
tiki lounge
and a tiki lounge. Like that was about the only callback. Like
so, there's two nods to the original movie. One is next to the bookstore. There was some like another store was called the Double Deuce. Because that was the name of the bar from the first one. And then when the little girl Charlie was reading about the cowboy book, the lead character in the book was named Wade. And that was the other character.
Okay. All right. Which, by the way, like, was the bar in the original one as nice as this one is? Because this is like one of the nicest bars I've ever seen in my life. Like,
so like I said, this is this is like a tiki lounge kind of bar. Tourist, the original one was a real roadhouse. Yeah. Like the other homage, I guess, is the where the band plays. They have the wire around it. That's the same for the first one, where people throw whip bottles at it and it breaks so it doesn't hit the fucking band members.
So first movie I saw that in was Blues Brothers, I think. Like, because it was also in Blue.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, a little shitty dive bar. Yeah, same thing.
I did like those scenes in this movie because they clearly made an effort to go out and find real bands from probably like New Orleans or something. I don't know. That's sort of the sense I got. But I did like that they had those bands playing and there would be full on fucking brawls. Like even the scene where like McGregor shows up and they like he tears down the fence and the band there's a full on brawl. Literally everybody in the bar is fighting or down on the ground because they were knocked unconscious and they're just still playing. Like as if nothing happened.
Playing them out kind of thing. As the ship goes down, playing them out.
Playing like this upbeat like jazz music, like big band music.
So that is one of the big characters they missed from the first one. The first one, the guy that was like the leader of the band was this blind guy who was like buddies with Dalton.
Okay,
who's just a good little nice little side character that kind of like we like that guy.
So main character in the first one was also Dalton.
Yes. So Dalton. I don't know if you guys know this. I guarantee you haven't seen it. This is technically the third Roadhouse movie. There is a second one.
Take it outside.
It's called Last Call. Roadhouse 2, Last Call.
Yeah, take it outside.
That guy is also apparently is Dalton's son as well. So the whole Roadhouse universe is, you know, it's spanning, it was like 15 years in between all of them.
And if you look at Roadhouse 2, it is so perfectly 2004.
Yes.
The girls have the low rise jeans. The guy looks like Mark McGrath. It is terrible.
See, the first one's great because it's like that kind of late 80s white trash, like bleach the fuck out of your like frizzled ass hair, short, like tight mini skirts. Yeah. They kind of hit. Well, this one didn't quite hit all the, you know, all the trampy girls that would be in the bars like the first two did. They tried it. There were two girls who were like trying to dance on the table.
Yeah.
And they kind of got them off. That's it.
This movie very much looks like a 2024 version of this, because they had like, they hired like real people to work in the bar. Like those were people who looked like real people, not actors that they hired because they looked physically attractive.
Which is a flaw to some things. It's a flaw.
Depends. Yeah.
It, kind of want real actors. 1989 Roadhouse Sam Elliott would still be one of the top three hottest people. Nah, top four. No, top two. He'd still be one of the hottest people in the 2024 Roadhouse. 1989 Roadhouse Sam Elliott was fucking hot.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of him. I was like, that, it doesn't even look like Sam Elliott. That's an amazing looking human.
He doesn't have the mustache, and he's got this nice like beard going. But it's like, yeah, him in Roadhouse and like Paul Newman. There's like the sex icons that I don't think you can touch, really.
Paul Newman. We put Roadhouse.
Guys, I'm looking at the picture right now. It's incredible. And the lettuce, like the hair is unbelievable.
Insane. So they were missing that because he was Swayze's like buddy, you know, like kind of bouncing buddy.
I think we're all missing some of that.
Like, definitely.
I say that as a fully secure hetero male.
Absolutely.
That is the most attractive man I've ever
seen. So hot. I just want to see his belly button.
Up close. Up close and personal. That's all I want.
You gotta dig me. That's all I want to say.
Is that too much ass?
Yeah.
Plus the...
I just want to nuzzle it. Is that weird? Is that weird to say? I just want to nuzzle his belly button. I mean, that's all I want to do.
So I would think, you know, kind of, you know, times change. You think people change with the first one, a little more risque than this movie.
Just moving on from that.
Let's move right on. We gotta get going.
He's giving that speed up signal. Yeah.
Speed up.
Go.
No, because my big complaint, like the first one had, there were titties in it. There was throat ripping. The guy says one of the greatest lines ever of, "I used to fuck guys in prison bigger than you." I mean, there was no real classic lines out of this movie, or really like classic scenes in general.
Oh, you don't think this is a classic line? Dalton!
Dalton!
Yo, so this is Conor McGregor's first movie, apparently.
So much steroids.
You really could tell. Like, you really could tell. He is not an actor. He cannot deliver lines. It's a shame, you know, like, because that character had a chance to be really, really cool.
I thought the movie was better once he came out. That first hour was
totally
boring.
Totally.
He's
totally
not a great actor, but
no.
So, and by the way, like, I'm not saying that as somebody who like hated this movie or anything like that. I enjoyed this movie. It was fine. But
he's not an actor.
Connor's rough. He's rough. Connor's rough in this movie.
It's the strutting, how he walks for me. It just like the like knuckle dragging walk that he does, where he like shimmies in everywhere.
The Tupac walk. Remember Workaholics? It's the Tupac walk.
Tupac walk, exactly. Yeah.
That's exactly what he does, and that's just how he walks. Like, I don't think he can walk any differently than that. Yeah, the opening scene of him just like walking butt ass naked down the street too is like his first scene in a movie is his ass entire scene
as he bends over.
I guess
you saw his ball sack. You saw Conor McGregor's ball sack.
Yeah,
yes, you do.
So I guess that could be an homage, because the first one there was definitely some Swayze ass in it. The first one hit for everyone, whatever you needed. You need some tits? There you go. You need some Swayze ass? Boom. You need a throat rip? Done. We got it. Everything.
Man, that's That's the best review of a movie I've ever seen.
Yes.
Like, that's.
I will say, when you're talking about we saw ass, we saw tits and a throat rip, you're talking about a completely different throat rip than those first two things would connect it to.
I'm sure there's some searches on there you can find.
So that's that's like what I know about this movie, about the first movie, by the way, is the throat rip. Like, that's all I know about it, pretty much.
It's a throat rip into a roundhouse kick and kicking the guy into the river.
So
it's a double
so move. Good.
I'll watch the movie eventually, but will you explain what you mean by throat rip? Like, he rips
out
his
the guy's
throat?
Larynx. Yes. Well, have you ever seen MacGruber?
Yeah.
Where that's his move, right? Is ripping out throats. That's what he has, the same thing where he, like, and there's a scene earlier where he's like gonna rip out the guy's throat and he has his hand like in a claw, like ready to rip it out, and he like holds himself back. But then at the end, the guy pushes him to the edge and he's gotta rip his throat out.
He just got to.
He wants that turkey, like in MacGruber.
Man, that's all right. I gotta watch this movie apparently.
So yes, you do. But all right. I will say something that I did not expect myself to say, and I actually liked Jake Gyllenhaal acting in this movie, because personally, I do not like Jake Gyllenhaal at all. I think he's starting to push himself to like Nick Cage level, to where he just makes any and all just terrible movies. But I thought he was actually pretty good as Dalton in this.
What are you trying to say about this movie?
He was actually good.
They were trying to say it was a terrible movie.
No, and surprisingly, it wasn't terrible. Surprisingly, it wasn't.
Man,
I'm shocked.
You're welcome.
It was gonna be terrible. It wasn't terrible.
Hey, look at me. I'm Moana. What can I say except you're welcome?
Oh, I did forget to mention this is King's movie, by the way, listeners. That's my bad. E me. Yeah, we're just trying to avoid giving him credit for anything at this point.
Now, I didn't love that the movie was 2 hours long, but.
Yeah, it was a little long.
Yeah, that's classic King at this point.
Hey, yes,
wait until I give you guys a fucking Oppenheimer.
Flower Moon, yeah. I agree with you completely. I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was good in this movie. And by the way, have you ever seen a more, like, I mean, I know we're spending this entire podcast is very homoerotic. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, deal with it, listener. If you don't like
listeners, you can't see this, but Braga is not wearing a shirt and has electrical clamps on his nipples.
Well, why do you think I have my notebook covering my lap right now?
Whoa.
We're doing nothing about talking about Sam Elliott and Jake Gyllenhaal's abs at this point.
Just,
by the way,
that battery?
Jake Gyllenhaal is in the best shape I've ever seen a person, I think. Like, we have watched sports our whole lives. I've never, like, he's got DK Metcalf abs, man. Like, how do you do? That's incredible.
Yeah, he's been drinking baby blood and eating fetuses for sure.
100%.
That's all he eats.
Yes.
Yeah. Blood and fetuses.
No. But he
wait,
did
wait,
it because.
Wait. Is that a thing? What's that from?
Germany.
Yeah.
Germany, they do that to lose weight? Okay.
That's how Kobe Bryant got back from his torn Achilles so quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
He started.
Stay young.
In America, they were doing Amari Stoudemire, where they're just breaking his knee up a little bit more. Kobe went over to Germany and was eating baby fetuses.
Peyton Manning, too, with the neck, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's why he's so funny, too.
Yeah, that's why he threw 9 touchdowns his last year.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why.
Maybe throw the ball 25 yards.
Yeah.
Not enough fetuses, man. He should have
eaten more.
You can't half-ass the fetuses. Yeah.
Now, did you guys think they feel like they should have plugged the UFC so much in this movie? Because, God, they really
were doing
a lot of, you know,
they had to
callbacks to it.
I mean, I think they had to, just because the UFC allowed them to film that and confuse an entire crowd during a pay-per-view event. Yeah. So they had to.
They had to use enough of it to make it worthwhile, kind of thing.
We're like, well, okay, we'll give you enough on the back end if you let us confuse you on the front end.
I think Gyllenhaal was on the Smartless podcast and I heard him talking about it. Like they very much, they used a real UFC pay-per-view. They did the weigh-in and stuff. Like he did say the crowd was very confused right off the bat, but then they sort of started getting into it where they knew like, I don't even think they used any of this because I don't remember crowd noise or anything like that. But like when Gyllenhaal would hit the dude, they sort of rooted for him like he was the underdog or something like that. And so he said it was, he said like he walked out onto the canvas and there was blood from the other fights on there and everything. And it was a trip. It was a trip going in there apparently. But yeah, they very much needed to establish why he was the way he was, you know, and that
but,
was,
but
that
they was didn't, a, they didn't explain it, though.
Well, it was a huge part of the plot. Like he was a UFC fighter, really high level. Yeah. This is where people know him from because they spent like the first 20 minutes of the movie, everybody recognizing him, but you not knowing who the fuck he was.
We've got Post Malone.
I'm not fighting that guy.
By the way, fat Post Malone. Like, have you seen Post Malone lately?
I don't like it.
I think he shot this movie and then was like, yo,
I need to lose some weight.
Yo, yeah. Good for him. I'm not even mad at him. It's like, hey. No, but like, but yeah, yeah. So they had to establish why he quit, why everybody knows who he is, why he like is suicidal because he almost killed himself in front of a train, like, and so him killing his was that his friend, I think it was.
That's like, what, yeah, that's what they'd always say, but they never really explain. He never explained, like, kind of what happened.
Well, he killed him. Like he showed it.
Yes, but you know they would always. No, he'd always like be playing it cool, like you know, because that's what in the first one, that's what Dalton's character. He was always cool when beating people's ass, you know, and like assessing the situation. And he, you know, he's always sitting there like with his cup of coffee, you know, like relaxed. But then it was kind of like, all right, so he just like flips a switch. That's why he killed his friend. They kind of never like showed like another. Like,
that's true. Yeah, something. That's
like,
true.
They didn't finish up the story with him on that.
I'll say like. That's kind of a UFC thing, though, right? Like, so many fights end and guys getting knocked out and then the opponent continuing to punch them in the face while they're clearly unconscious. And so, I don't know. He did kind of go back for another extra one, and that's the one that killed him or whatever. But, yeah. I don't know. Do you guys watch UFC?
No.
I'll watch the big, huge events. I don't
assume
watch.
Not, I assume not paying.
Oh, yeah. I always rip them, but I don't watch like, oh, it's UFC 376. And I don't know who anyone is. No. So like three times a year, I'll watch it. Yes.
So is this a reason why they put Conor McGregor in this movie? Because it was like kind of semi leaning towards like the UFC where they're like, oh, if we get Conor in here, we'll get that whole like UFC crowd on board kind of thing.
Yeah, I think
that's all you think of because it's not good.
Well, there's an appeal to like a guy who can actually fight and him being Irish and him having like a rep as being kind of crazy too. So I think all of those things went into them going with McGregor. Like they could have got somebody better probably. I can't think of who, but you know, again, McGregor's
it's
acting,
star power though. I mean,
big man.
See, that's what I'm saying. Is it was it that was it just him and
it's star
to
power.
The UFC?
Yeah. If they were like, who let's put in, I don't even know, Eddie Asagne or something. That's definitely a UFC guy who's that's not his name, but Asagne, Asagne, something like that.
Yeah, Eddie Lasagna.
Eddie Lasagna. Right. No one would know who the fuck that is. So of course Conor McGregor was just, hey, you were good enough and you're really famous and you were charismatic, so maybe you will be, and
right, maybe it'll translate to the big screen kind of thing.
And do a lot of steroids.
You and could, a lot of cocaine.
You could tell the difference in fighting styles when he was fighting Gyllenhaal too. Like you could see the way Conor McGregor was standing that he was an actual fighter.
Yes.
I mentioned that like while I was watching. I was like, look at the position he's just standing in. Look how low his ass is. Look like his, it's like the triple threat in basketball, right? Like, look at, he is ready for literally anything to happen. Gyllenhaal's just like standing up. Like, that's not a real fighter. Like, so, he would get his ass handed to him quick. Like,
but the weird thing is you bring a fighter in, and then I was reading how they brought in some new technology that no one has done for like fight scenes, to where it's like, it's all CGI. Like, they're, you know, it's not like the old fight, you know, like Rocky style, where they're the real guys there and they're like missing and stuff. They had it to where they would like CGI in them, and like real people were like punching each other. I don't know, it's supposed to be some cutting edge thing that made the fighting like smoother, but I thought it actually looked kind of worse, honestly.
I didn't notice it. Like,
I noticed it because I think I read the same thing you did.
It kind of looked like choppy almost, as opposed to like, I don't know. They had some big thing where they spent a bunch of money on it to do this new thing.
I also read a thing where in one of those scenes, McGregor actually really popped.
Yeah.
Popped Gyllenhaal. And I'm like, did he really? Like, did he? Or is that just you're selling the show.
The movie? Yeah.
Right.
He did.
So I can believe it. I could see it. But.
Yeah, it's not like Dolph put off filming for like 2 weeks because he hit Stallone
exactly
real hard one time.
Yeah,
because I feel like if McGregor actually hit Gyllenhaal, he'd break his orbital bone.
Yeah, he would be done.
Because UFC guys don't fight bare hands, and so if he's punching a dude with his bare hand, that fucking face is broken. Like, I know, like, Conor McGregor's not even a good fighter anymore. Like, he doesn't do UFC fights anymore. He like lost to Floyd. He lost to Floyd Mayweather, right? Like, I don't know. I can't remember.
I think so. In a boxing match.
In
an exhibition, pretty much is what it was.
Yeah, I mean, he's not even a good fighter, but he would still destroy Jake Gyllenhaal in a heartbeat. Yeah. Like,
Jake Paul still like -300 against Mike Tyson.
Tyson, get your bets in on Tyson here.
Can't believe that's happening. Did you know that Crocs hide their food?
I did know they set up a Croc kill early in that. They really wanted you to know about that Croc that's hanging around the boat.
Loved it. It's called foreshadowing for folks.
Yes, it is.
You left out the actor JD Prado, who played the guy that got eaten by the Croc. You know, he's playing like a thug in it. He was bad. I don't know if you guys ever watched Mayans, where he actually played like a real like motorcycle gangster. I thought, oh yeah, this would be a great role for him. I mean, he's just coming up. Mayans just finished like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
He was bad. It was bad.
Like, he just did this role for like 10 years. Like, he should be great at this, right? Yeah.
I should believe that you're riding a motorcycle as like a gang member, like a biker gang guy. No, I did not. Then have him and like the comic relief bad guy the whole time.
I love, by the way, like Gyllenhaal playing hard to get with Ellie or whatever the character's name is. Like, I didn't know this was a date. Really? She just took you on a boat, like to a beach, where she put like two chairs down on the sand that is still underwater. That's not a date? Okay, dude. All right, dude. Cool, man. Whatever, man. All right. Sweet.
Did this movie make you guys want to move down to the Keys?
Kinda. I mean, yeah, like, I know. Like, I don't want to live in Florida ever, but that does look kind of sweet.
I mean, King's a big palm tree guy.
Oh, it's like, man.
Right up his fucking alley.
Oh, yeah. I want to live right in the Keys and... Oh yes, absolutely.
They did have a lot of like lightning storms during this movie, though. Yeah,
that's what happens, you know. Thunderstorms come through all the time.
Yeah. Hurricanes, I mean, right? That's what they have there. Yeah.
Today's hurricane. Sunday, and you know, last Wednesday, the Oregon Duck baseball team had a lightning delay. So you know, it's just, you know, it is what it is.
They do have lightning different places. Yeah.
You know, they get that cold front coming from the north, mixing with that warm front coming from the south, and boom, thunderstorms.
Exactly.
Just pushing in from the east. Yeah. Mm. All right, anything else you want to talk about in this movie before we grade it?
Yeah, just, you know, just cast poorly. Okay. That's all it was in my eyes.
Yeah. I could see that. I like this movie. You know, like I kind of didn't expect to, and I did. I thought Gyllenhaal was good. I thought.
What are you guys calling me? I can hear it. Are you guys calling me a tastemaker? Is that what you're I feel like I can hear you guys calling me a tastemaker.
Are you just on the cutting edge of anything
I'm just saying. I gave you Maverick, and I'm giving you the new Roadhouse. Maybe listen to me on reboots.
We need Maxim to do a King's top 10 movie list.
FHM. That's
what FHM. Okay. Sure. All right. Fair enough. Yeah.
What was that for? Him magazine.
For him.
Or Entertainment Weekly. Wait, what's the magazine? I forget what it was. Okay. Anyway, let's grade this. King, it is your movie. You go first. We're gonna. What should we do it out of?
I think 5 this week.
5. Okay. All right.
I'm gonna give it a 3, a solid 3.
I like that score. Yeah.
I'm 2.9. I didn't like it as much as King, but it was a good movie. I can't like it as much as The Tastemaker. I mean, come on.
No, you got to chase The Tastemaker. Yeah. No. Well, then I like it 3.1.
Oh, you edgelord.
The new Tastemaker.
Forever the topper. Forever the topper. You just call me an edgelord?
Yeah.
No, dude. This movie was good. I enjoyed it. It's not great.
No.
There are things they really could have done better. Yeah, but I liked it.
A little long, like you said. Yeah, there were some things I could have fixed it to make it real good.
What would you have done to fix it? Basically make it like the first one?
Yeah, that would have helped. I mean, I would have had Sam Elliott in it for sure.
Yes.
Like, he had to have something from the original one in there.
Even if it was just a very quick, like, he gives him a wisdom, you know, passes off some wisdom in a barn.
A nurse at the hospital, Sam Elliott. And he, like, he sutures the wound or whatever.
He could have been at that opening fight against Post Malone, like, bouncing there kind of thing. You know, just something. I needed something from the original that be like a little more of an homage to.
Yeah.
Homage.
Hey, did you know Crocs like to hide their food?